613 count for a single set of lashes, which is 40. And the question really means, what's the relationship to the 613 count? Meaning, Rabbi Meir said, if someone tries to make a defendant to get lashes, so then he gets double time lashes, because one for each pasuk, one for a Dim Zomimin verse, and one for not to speak false testimony, which is another verse, so you get 40 for that verse and 40 for that. Now, according to the sages, if lashes are not given to a person who swears falsely, then it must not be one of the 613 mitzvot. What then is it linked to? Because again, they say you only get one. So it must be there's only one out of the 613. So what do you link? And that would be kasher zamam, because the punishment would be one of the 613. But then what do you do with lo ta'ane beracha et shaker? Maybe it's not one of the 613 commandments. So the answer is, conspiring witnesses and swearing falsely are two aspects of one commandment. One is the warning and one is the punishment. So that's how the rabbis look at it. It's true, there is only one of the 613, and these are the two parts of it. So there's not two, according to them. Now, we may not hold that the way we count it today. Of course, there's different opinions in counting the 613 mitzvot. So over here, they would only count both of these verses as one. Now, since one is in the Ten Commandments, that would be probably the one that makes the count. And then Edim Zomimin, which is just the punishment of it, it would just be said to have been linked to the one in the Ten Commandments. Just like other things, like we say, you need a warning and a punishment. Sometimes you have pesukim that say, don't do this. And then later it says, v'nichreta nefshahi, a person will get karet, or they'll get some kind of punishment. It's not always in the same verse. So you always need a verse of warning, of meaning of saying, don't do. And then you need a verse to show what is the punishment of it. So here the rabbis are saying, that's what these two verses are. So they only make up one mitzvah of the 613 at the end. And that's why you only get 40 lashes, even though you went against these two verses. Now the connection is again, explanation of current Mishnah. Now we go to the Gemara. V'rabbanan, according to the rabbis, hai lo tane berachai et shaker, this verse of you shall not bear false witness, my darashibe, how did they doresh it? How did they look at it and understand it? Hahu meba'ele, who means oto, meaning that verse, oto pasuk, meba'ele nitzrach lahem, is needed for them, le'edim zomimin. La'azhara le'edim zomimin. It's for the warning of edim zomimin. V'Rabbi Meir, so now Rabbi Meir, what does he say? Azhara le'edim zomimin, minale, minayin lo. Where is he going to find the warning for edim zomimin? Because he says that lo tanebrech b'echa et shaker is a whole mitzvah unto itself. And that's why you get lashes for it. So where is he going to find the warning? Because if you look in the pasuk, it just says, you shall do to them like they did, they plotted to do. Doesn't say, you shall not be a plotting witness. You still need a verse somewhat of that. So it says, Amar bi Yirmiyah. So now we're not going to ask it to be Meir. It's not here anymore. This is now, that's why it's in the Gemara. The Amoraim now, like it'll be Yirmiyah, he's going to answer for the Meir. Nafka mele, he gets it from Yatsalo. Me from this pasuk, v'anisharim yishme'u v'yira'u v'lo yosifu la'asot kadabar od la'asot od kadabar hazeh b'kirbecha. Like it says in the plotting witnesses in Devarim 19, it says, let everybody who's around, the rest of the people will hear and be afraid, and they won't do this thing again, this wicked thing again. So that is the words of saying don't do. It says lo ta'aseh something. Because it says velo la'asot kadabar hazeh, shall not do this again. So that is the warning, because that's for people to know. Which is in that part of the Edim Zomimin. Now we jump back and say, v'rabbanan, what about now to the rabbis? So how do they understand that pasuk? It sounds good. It sounds like that could be used for the don't do. So they could leave the bearing witness pasuk from the Ten Commandments, they can leave that alone. They can follow what was just said here. So how do they understand that pasuk if they're not going to make it as the warning? So it says, Hahu meba'ele, this again, this pasuk is nitzrachlo, is needed for lehachraza, for the proclamation or for the declaration, which means there's a few mitzvot, four of them, that when the Beit Din punishes or kills someone in that sense, they have to proclaim out loud, and this is what we've done now in public so that everybody learns from it. So there's something called hachraza. Some things require that. So you have azhara and you have hachraza. You need both. So they're saying, the rabbis are saying, this verse we need for hachraza. So we need the Ten Commandments verse for the azhara. Now Rabbi Meir, he said that you needed the azhara from this pasuk, but now where's he going to get the hachraza? Because even he will agree that you have to make a proclamation out loud. So it says hachraza, Rabbi Meir, he holds hachraza is from meyishme'u veyira'u nafka. It's yotze, it comes from the end of the verse where it says, or from the beginning of the verse where it says, everybody will hear and then fear. So really he's taking one pasuk and cutting it in half. The first half is the hachraza, because it says everyone will hear and of course will fear not do it. So that's like the proclamation. And then when it says, and you shall not do it again, that's already your lo ta'aseh, actually, because it says the words. So that would be the azhara. So that's where Rabbi Meir gets it from. So the rabbis see it their way, Rabbi Meir sees it his way, and that's the end. Each one can see it in their own way. And we always say, this and that, zu vezo, Torat Elokim Chayim. It's all the Torah of the living God. At the end, nobody really contradicts each other. Each one just sees it in their own way.